AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The attorney for New York Mayor Eric Adams says FBI agents seized phones and an iPad from the mayor this week as part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising. The focus of the investigation hasn't been publicly disclosed by prosecutors, but a search warrant obtained by the New York Times indicated authorities are examining whether the Adams campaign conspired with the Turkish government to receive donations from foreign sources funneled through straw donors. The White House says President Biden will meet next week on the sidelines with China's Xi Jinping at the APEC summit in San Francisco. Patricia King is an expert on U.S.-China relations at the Brookings Institution.
Chinese and U.S. forces and the forces of U.S. allies are operating in close proximity to one another. There needs to be a way to communicate with each other. And so I think this meeting is really about starting to build those muscles of diplomatic engagement so that we could prevent the worst-case outcome.
Thousands of protesters are expected to descend on San Francisco during the summit. A federal judge in Florida declined to delay Donald Trump's classified documents trial, calling a request by the former president's defense lawyers to postpone the date premature. But she pushed back to other deadlines in the case and signaled that she would revisit the trial at a later date. Thousands of Palestinians sheltering from the Israel-Hamas war at Gaza City's main hospital are fleeing south after several reported strikes in and around a compound overnight. Those leaving join the growing exodus of people escaping intense urban fighting in the north, including near other hospitals. Police say a surgical dentist in Puerto Rico shot and killed a patient who entered his office and allegedly assaulted the dentist and his secretary. The Big Ten is banning number two Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh from three final games of the regular season over an alleged sign-stealing scheme. The Dow finished up 391 points. This is AP News. French far-right leader Marine Le Pen has set off criticism over plans to attend a weekend march to protest rising anti-Semitism in France.
Le Pen's critics say that her party has failed to shake off its anti-Semitic heritage despite growing political legitimacy. Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne, numerous political parties and citizens are to attend the Sunday march. Le Pen says she and her National Rally Party also will be there in what some see as an attempt to leverage the Israel-Hamas war to make herself more palatable to mainstream voters. The government says Le Pen's party does not have a place at what is dubbed as a grand civic march. But a spokesman says that the march is public and that everyone is free in his conscience to participate or not. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The school's president says the University of Arizona's athletic department is struggling financially ahead of its move from the Pac-12 to the Big 12. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.